This is actually a woodblock print of a very famous original work. And a dandy in the Southern Plains culture is a Native man. He's really proud of his clothes and how he dresses. And T.C. Cannon has let us see how fancy his outfit is. The hat, the scarf, the vest. It's just fantastic. I also love the horizon of Oklahoma, the flat land and the clouds in the sky. I love this piece. You'll see the circles. If we could look briefly at this piece, you'll see similar sleeves. Cannon's working in the 70s, and this is 1973. He died young, unfortunately, but he did serve in the military, U.S. military in Vietnam. And you see some evidence of that in his work here. He's showing us a soldier who is probably allied with the Americans during the Plains Wars. You see the U.S. buttons here, the cross. He's been a warrior. We can tell by the way this feather is placed on the head. Also, we see this X, which really symbolizes the treaty signatures for members of his community for the treaties on the Southern Plains, because they're making their mark on treaties. So there's a lot of conflict. T.C. wrote about this in poetry, and we have those poems of the conflict of he's an Indian fighting in the U.S. military in Vietnam, and it's a time of the growing movement of the American Indian movement for sovereignty and self-determination, and he was right in the mix of that. He's also an amazingly skilled artist. I just love this piece. I love the two of them together.